Joining us now on WDAY Radio's Midday is Dr. Dietrich, the new principal of Fargo Public School's Self-Directed Academy. The Self-Directed Academy will serve grades 6 through 8 and opens up later this month. Good morning and afternoon to you, Dr. Dietrich. Thanks for joining us on WDAY's Midday.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you about is, what is the Self-Directed Academy? Because this is brand new to the Fargo Public Schools.
This is a pretty great question, and I get this question a lot. So the Self-Directed Academy is a middle school right now. We're going to build that down to elementary, but we're looking this year at 6th through 8th grade. It's an opportunity for students to really have increased choice and voice in their school day. So if you can imagine the traditional school setting where the bell is ringing and students are restricted to the amount of learning that they're doing according to the bell schedule, that won't be the case. They won't be restricted in terms of the path that they take in their learning, the pace that they learn, the amount of time that they might need to master a concept, and then also where they happen to engage in that learning. It might be in the school setting. It might also be in the community.
How does that new learning style benefit students and or parents?
It really takes that middle school learning experience and it shifts it to a student-centered model. So students who are really looking for something rigorous, something different, where they can dive deeper and then be able to direct some of their learning, allows them to be more curious about the topics that they're interested in, use things like technology innovation or partnerships with community experts to really dive into a topic. And it absolutely grows the student. It's looking at, you know, what are those unique potentials that every single one of our students have and nurturing those so that we can help the student grow.
Sure. We're talking to Dr. Dietrich, the new principal of Fargo Public School's Self-Directed Academy, which opens up later this month. Dr. Dietrich, is there a need for this type of self-directed academy? And if so, why?
There is. Every one of our students is a different type of learner, and we really want to engage the mind in a different way. Students are ready for something different. They're ready to digest learning on their own terms, but also with some guidance. You know, we don't want students out there just trying to figure out what they're supposed to know, but we do want them to have some control, build that autonomy, build those skills around responsibility and community while they're digging deeper into their learning. And each one of us as adults, we have different jobs and we engage in our learning in different ways. That's really important for students as well.
Now, as a parent, I hear the term self-directed and I think of my own kids. If they're self-directed, that's going to mean, you know, all day on the Xbox. How does self-directed, the Self-Directed Academy, how does that differ from maybe what some parents think of as self-directed?
Sure. So if you compare it to something like online learning or where the student is doing some exploratory learning, the Self-Directed Academy is really going to have structures in place to provide gradual release of responsibility. So what that means is that we're teaching the students and partnering with them as guides on the side or mentors to help students gain the skills that they need to increase their ability to make decisions during their school day. So for example, a student who is self-motivated, has pretty good time management skills, decent at problem solving, has some communication skills, is going to do really well in our school because they're able to partner with other students and also with their teachers to plan their schedule during the day and then also determine what types of projects they want to dive into.
I'm curious, as a parent, how do you determine if your student or your child is a better fit for just the regular classroom atmosphere or should be maybe thinking about the Self-Directed Academy?
Students at the Self-Directed Academy really do need to do some independence during their school day. So if you are the parent of a student who really depends on that adult to guide their decision-making still, that doesn't mean that they can never come, but they really need to develop those skills in a more structured setting. So thinking about that Self-Directed Academy, students who really have that curiosity and eagerness to learn new things, who are decently self-motivated, who have that intrinsic desire to learn and succeed in school, who are problem solvers, who really are ready to actively participate in their learning, and who have those responsibility skills to take ownership of their learning, they're ready for the Self-Directed Academy.
In the first year of the Self-Directed Academy, you'll serve grades 6 through 8. That opens up later this month. What are the long-term plans for Fargo Public Schools Self-Directed Academy? Is it simply going to be 6 through 8, or is it going to expand to other grades as well?
we'd really like to build the self-directed academy into those elementary grades to prepare students for this style of learning early.
Very good. Last question for you. Where is the self-directed academy going to be located, and how can parents get involved?
We are located at Agassiz School this year, and if you'd like to get involved or you'd like to register your student, a few things that you can do are to visit our social media pages. So you can find the Self-Directed Academy on Instagram and on Facebook. You can also find us on the Fargo Public Schools website. So if you go to that Fargo Public Schools website under Programs and Self-Directed Academy, you can register there, you can learn more about our staff and the platforms we're going to use, or you can reach out to me, and I'd be glad to share more about the school.
Very good. That's Dr. Dietrich with Fargo Public Schools. Thanks for joining us on WDAY Radio's Midday.
You are welcome. Have a great day, and thanks for having me.